This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did you know that most traditional creams or serums are made up of 70% water, with 15% going to emulsifiers and preservatives? That what makes up the goo of the cream, which leaves only 15% for the active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But what if there was a better way? Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers, tiny natural fibers 500 times smaller than a human hair. Their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly on these natural nanofibers. The result? A formulation free of water, emulsifiers, or preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but are 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it's fast. Upon application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. 19.4%. I said it again. It's worth checking out the Instagram Fiber Skin, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. It's easier to apply than by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into your skin quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack, a precursor to the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. And with their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. If you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be most effective if you use it 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you the monthly pack to remind you. You can pause or cancel at any time, giving you control over your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code BACK for 15% off. Again, that's fiberskincare.com, code BACK for 15% off.
Welcome to the after party.
Hello.
Hello, we are back. Back to the bar, the after party style. Did you refill?
Wow! I have like a snow cone of
your duck is the top of the pyramid.
It is. Look at him.
Kelly's drink is aggressive. I need a photo of that. Hold on. Get back here. Come here. Let me see that little duck on the top.
Can you see him?
Yeah. Hold it up so I know it's Drake. I can't see. It's a duck though. Tilt it towards the camera.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah. Can you see there it now? We go. Yeah. Hilarious. Okay. Well, this is definitely one that you guys will have to watch. Kelly is eating all around her duck. Mm. You abducted the duck and now he's part of your world.
I did. I should have brought myself a napkin. Holy mackerel.
God. Oh my God. I can't.
Sorry.
So that episode, I was seriously laughing so hard recording that episode. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not joking. This is very entertaining to do.
I don't like that episode as much. I don't like it when my kid's involved.
I don't like it either.
I like it when your kid's headband's falling off better.
Yeah, shut up. Next week is, I am dreading episode 4 you? So much.
You? Paige forgets her dance next week.
Kelly!
Oh, okay. You just got in a fight.
How many times does my daughter beat your daughter?
Let's save that for next week.
Oh my God. It is making me literally like quake. I don't want to. I don't want anything about it. I really have to think about my cocktail. Like, how fancy can I get?
Oh man, you need a strong one.
I might have to just do like Jägermeister.
Yeah, something.
Goldschlager.
Something like on the rock, or yeah, like
on the
rocks. Whiskey on the rocks or something. Ew. Like that. Like whiskey. No, you can't have any mixers next week.
Yeah, next week's a bad one for me. Oh God. Yeah. Well, at least we know when the bad ones are coming.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I will say, and we talked about this a little bit on the original episode, but I'm so excited and blown away by everybody's reaction to this. This is so fun. I know,
it's crazy.
It's fun. It's crazy.
It is.
I was saying to someone, I don't even know who I was saying it to. I was like, I do a lot of stuff like in my business. That's always like, okay, I have to do this. This is fun. Like we get to day drink and say fuck.
Yeah.
In the day.
We might need to start filming a little later in the afternoon. Like we start filming usually around 10:30 or 11.
Yeah, that's early.
And that's a little early to start drinking because by the end of the day, I'm a little tipsy.
Yeah, my head hurts.
Yeah, I just took aspirins and now I got this snow cone full of wine to drink.
And a duck. That little poor drunk duck. I know.
It's women.
I'm proud of you though with your snow cone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're fancy. We need a cocktail book. I really feel like.
Yes.
That'll be our next project, a cocktail book or a bar crawl. I keep getting requests for the bar crawl. How about you?
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that'd be fun.
Oh my God. Yes. But agreed. We would need AA. So
definitely.
Just looking, I definitely want to answer questions, but before we get into questions, I have to read a couple of these reviews because they're great. Someone said, okay. Somebody said, really love this podcast and happy they're doing it together. I just wish they didn't swear as much.
Oh God. They don't know us very good. I think we are good.
I do too.
It's good for us. Usually we swear way more.
I know.
Oh, sorry. Whoever said that. Well, I'll try to watch.
Mind. Yeah. Somebody said top of the pyramid. You're both at the top of my pyramid. This is the podcast I didn't know I needed. So funny. Love you both. There's a million. Why can't I see them all? I can only see a couple. Couldn't stop laughing. I was waiting for my favorite dance moms to do some type of show dishing the dirt on dance moms. So glad we finally got it. This is cute. Oh, this is cute. Sometimes all I want is to listen to something that takes me out of my stressful day and into something that can make me laugh and unwind. I feel like I'm right by Christy and Kelly enjoying a cocktail and a walk down memory lane with the iconic moments on and off TV. Just like the original show, I'm invested a 10 out of 10.
Oh, I love that one.
That's a cute one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, you guys, you're making us blush and we don't blush.
That could be the alcohol. Might be the alcohol. I don't know. But
Could be. All right. So let's take some questions about episode 3. Do you want to read some first, or do you want me to read?
Go ahead. I got to look at mine.
All right.
A lot of mine. I might need my glasses on, people. I'm old.
Readers? Let me see. Do you look cute?
I got readers. No.
Wait, hold on. I'll pull my readers out. You ready?
I don't even have them in here.
Here, you ready?
Oh, they're cute. I don't have mine in here.
Oh my God, that makes such a difference.
I know.
Hold your phone out. Like, keep going. Is that your license in the back of the phone? What are you, 21?
Screw you.
That's a 21-year-old. Yeah,
here's my money. And here's my license and my credit card. Here's my nail file.
You have a nail file? God. Oh. So you guys are really getting the real Christine and Kelly on the after show. All right. Okay. So _CadenceKelly_ said, what grade was Brooke in when you filmed season 1?
God, how old are what grade are you in when you're in 13? Is that 7?
Well, wait a minute. Brooke's birthday's went January.
January 30th.
Yeah, she was in 7th then, because like you're in 8th.
I think she was 7th, yeah. She had just gone to middle school, which I think was a lot of the problem, was she was at a new school, and, you know, when you go to middle school, all the kids from other elementary schools come, so she was meeting new people, and...
And middle school's the worst.
Yeah.
Would you ever go back to middle school?
No.
Ugh.
No, but she would go and then have to miss...
Yeah.
You know, for... whatever reasoning, and then go back. Like, it was hard. It was very hard. It was way different than being in 3rd grade.
For sure.
And filming.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. For sure.
Ugh. But yes, Brooke was in 7th grade. First year of middle school.
And then Aaron Michelle Padgett, I'm probably saying that right, said, did Brooke actually want to do cheerleading?
No.
She didn't really?
No.
I thought she did.
No, she, and actually, if you listened in the episode, like when she talks about cheering, everybody like assumed she wanted to be a cheerleader because her friends were, but she was just like, she didn't want to go to dance. And she's like, you know, and I said like, oh, well, did your friends become Miss Dance of Pennsylvania or whatever?
Right.
Not, you know, and she's like, my friends are cheerleaders. It wasn't like she was saying, but I think the producers kind of picked up like, oh, well, her friends are cheerleaders. Maybe she wants to be a cheerleader. That's kind of how that all came about. But Brooke never was a cheerleader and never wanted to be a cheerleader.
Yeah. Got it.
Maybe she did want to be in the back of her mind, but she never was like, she wanted to go and be a cheerleader.
Yeah. All right. you want one?
This one's pretty funny, but
go ahead.
I'm going to let you answer. I can even barely see. I hope I can saying the name right. Haley C 1101.
Okay.
Was Abby actually mental because she's insane? Like, damn. I think it was funny. I don't know that I want to answer that one.
Yeah, but, I don't think we like, can legally damn, answer that one.
Like, damn. Was she... Because she's insane.
Yeah, well.
I love your question, but I don't know. You would have to ask your doctor then.
Yeah. Sorry, that one made me wheeze. Oh god. Jamie Bissonette said, Vivi's applesauce explosion, I'm dead. It's just a comment. That was funny.
I really need my glasses. Yes, because I can't see.
Oh, Jamie said another one. Oh, she wants to know, is Brooke still friends with Casey and Claudia?
Yes.
I thought yes. so.
Yes. She's actually, I think, with them this week in Cabo.
Wait, she went to Alicia's Bachelorette. Where was that?
That was in Tulum, Mexico.
Tulum. And then she went over to Cabo.
She left straight from Tulum to Cabo.
So how long is she in Cabo for?
Till Sunday.
Oh. bachelorette parties are like, vacations. Meanwhile, we would just go out like down in the strip for one night.
She's there Tuesday to Sunday for this bachelorette.
Wow. Party. That's
and crazy. Then she comes home and then she gets ready to go to Bali. I'm like, that's be nice.
Right. She's doing, oh my God. I'm so jealous of Bali. I would try to do Bali. I didn't have enough people who wanted to go. Maybe you and I should do a trip and then.
Yeah, that'd be fun. She's going twice. She's Is she doing two? Yeah. Well, she's not going twice. She's going once, but staying for two different.
Oh, she has trips. Two people, like two different trips coming. Two different that's so fun.
Yeah.
Maybe so. That's our ticket, Kel. We need to go to Bali.
Yeah, maybe.
Although I don't think you and I should go to a third world country with alcohol.
We might not make it back.
No. Oh God. Someday I'll tell the story about how I almost got arrested in Peru. It was a lot. All right. Let's see. I'm looking at any other ones. Oh, this is really cute from Gayla Claire. This is not a question, but I have to read it. She said, it's best that we rewatch ourselves if we're going to ask you questions. We're taking the punch of re-trauma with you.
There you go.
That's a cute one.
Re-trauma.
That is a cute one. For sure. Any other ones? Do you have any others?
Mine are just kind of like, did you get along with all the moms?
Yeah, we need
There's
questions.
There's nothing really exciting about that. Like, I wanted to do something like behind the scenes kind of thing.
Someone said,
did you guys become friends? Like, we became friends through dance. That's how we met.
And that was like a million years ago. Someday we'll tell that story.
Sitting up in dance jail, saying, let's go to the bar. Who wants to sit here and watch dance?
Who wants to go to the bar? And I was like, me, me. And we're like, oh, hi, friends.
Yeah.
Like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make your duck cold.
I'm having a hard time drinking this.
Yeah. You need a straw.
I know.
Are your teeth cold?
Yes.
Yes, I can see that. So anything else happened fun in your life this week? Did you eat anything?
Speaking of teeth, here's a question.
Oh God, what? Oh, speaking of, wait, your kids, oh, Paige looks beautiful. Paige just posted a TikTok as I'm talking to you where they're drinking 875 drinks and toasting. So here,
cheers. Oh, lovely. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, cheers, cheers. All right. What's
We were talking about teeth, my teeth freezing. This one says, how was your teeth always so white? I don't know. I brush them. Brush them, brush them, brush them.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nothing gives me negative confidence like wearing the perfect outfit. You know, when you walk into a place and you just feel confident because you have Like you know, you look good.
Yeah. Yeah. You used to say that all the time about costumes. You're like, oh, it's like wearing the best outfit.
Yeah.
I agree. But a very close second would be Lumi whole body deodorant, because unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet. And yes, Kelly, even your privates. Because in fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. So we have a special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code BAR at LumiDeodorant.com. Now, I can tell you, when I was in New Orleans renovating my house, it is hot in New Orleans. And I love Lumi because it helped to keep all of my parts smelling fabulous, if not inoffensive.
I think my favorite is the body wash.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
So humid here. Like, I just feel like that my whole body is covered.
I would agree with that. I would agree. So whole body deodorant. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. You can use it on your pits, your under boobs, your thigh folds, your belly buttons, your butt crack, your personal vaginal areas, we'll say, and your feet.
It's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Because unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant.
It's baking soda free and paraben free.
It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toasted coconut.
So Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash, like you said, and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer to our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter kit with code BARRE, that's BAR, at LumiDeodorant.com. That's equivalent to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code BAR, BARRE.
You guys are going to love it.
Oh, God, don't
Paige
say.
Paige just posted us. Paige just shared the podcast. She's at the top of the pyramid. She's a good girl.
I don't know if Paige was ever at the top of the pyramid, was she?
I don't know. We'll have to keep an eye on that. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know if she ever was.
I have no idea.
We'll put her at the top of ours.
Yeah, Paige, you're at the top of our pyramid this week. Don't you worry.
Yes.
Don't you worry. So did you watch anything good this week?
No, I'm actually watching.
Tell me Law and Order. I'm going to punch you through the.
I did watch that.
I
watch that every day.
I know. Why?
Because there's nothing else on.
Okay. So what else did you watch?
I'm watching Stranger Things.
Are you?
I'm not really. I don't know.
I gave up on it after season one.
Yeah. The first season I didn't mind. I'm on season three. And
isn't that the one that just came out? No, four.
I'm having a hard time. It's really kind of like.
But don't you kind of love seeing Winona Ryder make a comeback? Because she's of our age.
Yeah. I do. And I do like her, but it's just kind of out there. Like some of the stuff is just kind of like, are you kidding me?
I liked it better. It's kind of like, remember Twin Peaks in the 80s or the 90s? Like it started off and you're like, oh yeah. But then it just got like weirder and weirder. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I got to get out.
Yeah. That's how this is.
Yeah.
But I'm almost done. And I keep reading on the, on Instagram, I follow a Netflix thing. Yes. And they say that season 4 was the best season of all of them. I keep holding on because I'm almost through season three. And I'm like, well, if they say it's the best one, I might as well watch it because I killed myself to watch the other three.
Yeah. Well, you know, I met Millie when she was little. Do you know this?
No.
Do you know the story? It was cute. We were staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel. No, I'm sorry. We were staying at the Beverly Hilton. Where is that? Where Whitney died? Yeah. We were staying at the Beverly Hilton.
We got to tell that story.
We do have to tell that story. So I was having breakfast. Actually, I went down to pick up breakfast. Chloe was asleep in the room and there was this really cute little girl, which I think at some point on the main show, we should tell stories of like all the famous people who we've met that were fans of us. Cause it's weird.
Yeah.
But I was down picking up breakfast and this really cute little tiny thing was down there with her mom and dad. And she came over with her mom and dad and she's like, oh, and she had this cute little British accent. And she's like, Christy, I can't do it. But she's like, I'm such a fan. And I was like, oh, hello. You know? And I was like, who are you? And we were talking and she somehow said, I'm here filming. What was it called? Once Upon a Time. I think she was playing young Alice in Wonderland. So I ended up talking to them for like a good 5 or 10 minutes, which, you know, that you don't always spend that much time because people stopped us all the time. So I talked to her for a really long time. She was adorable. And I was like, you're the cutest. And I said, I'm so sorry. Chloe's asleep. If she were awake, I'd go and get her, blah, blah, blah. And then cut 2 years later, we were at a Teen Choice. And I went over because I knew she was a fan. And I went over to say hello. And she said, Christy, she said, I've already met you. And I said, when? And she said, I met you at the Beverly Hilton. And I was like, what? And her dad was sitting there and we got talking. He's like, yeah. And she's like, you were so nice to me. I was like, I had no idea. And so now she's like this superstar. And meanwhile, she's a fan. So she was really funny. Sweet, cute. Yeah.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Did you watch anything good?
I'm watching, I actually started, weirdly enough, Downton Abbey.
Which, how is that?
Okay. So here's what I'm going to say. I think you would like it.
It's like, I watched Bridgerton and stuff. Like,
it's kind of like Bridgerton, like, but Bridgerton is so pornographic. Don't you think? I mean, Jesus Christ. I watched the first season and I was like, oh, this is so lovely. Look at their pretty outfits. And then it's like, I burn for you. And I'm like,
that's what I like is the outfit.
Well, I thought you meant you like the burn for you.
No, I like the outfits.
Oh, well, I like the outfits too. And then it like just took this hard left turn and I was like, whoa, wait, what? So Downton Abbey is not that. Downton Abbey, it's very soap opera-y, but kind of like lighter without like the light porn.
Okay.
I think you would like it. It's British, which, you know, like your family's British. So I think you would like that. The outfits are pretty. Cool. It's not quite Bridgerton pretty, but it's like pretty easy to watch. So I started watching that. And I'm also watching The Staircase, not the one on HBO, not the documentary. I'm watching the one with Toni Collette.
Okay.
Good.
That's on my list to watch. My dad and them just watched that. They told me to watch that too.
Yeah, it's good. There's a scene where Colin Firth eats her ass.
Ew. What the hell is that?
I'm like, these are two awesome. Eats her ass. Sorry, kids, if you're listening. You're watching and you're like, these are two like Oscar winners. And he's like eating her ass in the kitchen. It's very uncomfortable.
Now, didn't that guy, his first wife died falling down the stairs, right? Yes, and now his second. I said to my dad, like, they need to buy a ranch house. Like, whoever marries him next, they need to buy a ranch. No steps allowed.
Kelly, you're so wise.
Ain't I smart like that? You don't think I'm smart. No, I would be like, sorry, I'm not marrying you unless we get a ranch.
I can't with you and the duck. Every time Kelly takes a drink, she like smashes down her drink with her duck. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah, they do need a ranch. But I did watch The Staircase and then anything else. I'm not listening to anything fun. I've actually re-listened to our podcast a few times because as people are like making comments, I'm like, did we say that? So I've gone back and re-listened.
I didn't listen.
I listened. Did you eat anything fun?
No. Well, while we were filming earlier, I was eating those burnt ends.
What?
I had that yesterday.
What's it
called? Never heard of burnt ends. They're burnt.
No.
So like there's this barbecue place down the street and they do a brisket, like a beef brisket, and they smoke it for like 18
hours.
Yeah. No, it's like 18 hours.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love a brisket.
And I guess the ends must get really burnt. And they can't sell that, like when they cut the brisket.
I'll take it.
But they sell that as a separate meal. And that's what I like, is the charred part of it.
Does it taste like charcoal?
No. Like, I mean, like when you have a steak, you know how like some of it gets like that's what it tastes like. Like, I don't know. I like that taste. So
I
had that yesterday.
And today. I saw you eating it before we started recording.
And I had crab legs this week.
Ah,
they were yummy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just hate having, they're so much work.
They are a lot of work. Well, when I worked at Hooters, we had to learn serve crab legs really easily. So I know all the tricks.
Oh, teach me.
I did. Well, I think I know, but we used to have to crack them for the customers.
Really?
Yes. It was so downgrading.
Oh, I'm going to eat them with you so you can crack mine.
For a big tip. I will do it for a big
tip. I'll give you a tip.
Yeah. Just the tip.
No, I like crab legs. I eat them like once a week usually. But they're a lot of work.
They are a lot of work. Mm. I know the secrets. I can teach you.
I use a fork mostly.
No. Oh, you don't need to do that. There's a way that you can do it, that you just like pull the tendons out and crack, crack, and then big chunks come out. It's easy. It's easy. Once you know the secrets, it's easy.
Okay. You got to get something you. And teach
Abby me. Taught you to pay tape. I'll teach you crab cracking.
Okay.
What did I eat? I had boring, nothing really big. Nothing. I mean, my life has been really boring this week. Did I eat anything good? I made a really good guacamole.
Ah, you cooked something.
That's not cooking. It's mashing things up.
Have you cooked anything this week?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't like to cook.
Oh God, I'm dying.
Yeah.
No, you don't like to. I don't cook much anymore either.
No, I didn't cook.
Getting
much
lazy.
Week. Getting, well, I mean, look, you live in Florida. Who wants to eat or cook when it's that hot?
And it's not worth it to just cook for me.
Yeah. And you go out a lot.
Yeah. So it's easier to just eat out.
Yeah. No, I guess for the most part, my week has been pretty boring. I wish I had something more exciting to talk about, but
I don't. Chloe still home?
No, she left last night, but she's coming back next week. She went back to ride a horse for a few weeks because she's taking horseback riding lessons. So she missed her horse, please. And so she'll be back next week. And then we're going to New York coming up at the end of June. So we're going to go to New York for 2 nights. Okay, like an old school New York trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's this Duchess etiquette class she wants to take. So we're taking it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's only 2 hours. And then we're going to like go see a show and a couple other
things.
Cool. So we're going to maybe go to the American Girl Cafe. Who knows?
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Yes, I'm kidding. We're not really going to the
American Girl.
Remember
we used to go with our, they had the dresses and the dolls would match, the dolls dress match their dresses and stuff. Oh my God. We were like insane.
Insane.
We would go there every time and spend like millions of dollars on
this. And the food was just subpar. Stuff.
Yes.
Ugh. And then we would go down to Chinatown and spend billions of dollars on fake shit.
Remember the one time they took us down in that
I was pregnant room. And you thought they were going to steal my baby.
I thought they were going to steal your baby out of your belly. Yeah. It was scary. That was
a
scary.
Baby. I had a baby.
Yeah. You didn't even get a card.
I didn't even get a card and they were going to steal my baby. were going to steal my baby. All right. Well, I think that is it that we have to talk about this week, but we will definitely be back next week with another after show. We'll be more exciting. Maybe I'll force myself to do something fun then. You too.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I did.
What?
I went and played bingo.
I love bingo.
It was booze bingo. Like you go drink.
That's the best bingo.
It was fun.
I love bingo. Fun. I used to, I miss my grandma. I used to go with her all the time.
I had fun and you could win lots of money.
I won $1,000 once at bingo.
Yeah.
I was rich. I remember.
Might go back again next week.
Yeah. You could get all your beer money.
Yeah. I had fun at
did
bingo.
You win?
No.
No, but did you drink a lot of booze?
Yeah.
Booze bingo.
Yeah, it was fun. I told my dad I was going to bingo. He's like, are you kidding me? I asked him if he wanted to go. He's like, no. I'm like, why? He's like, I don't play bingo. He's like thinking I'm there with a bunch of old, like 80-year-olds. Yeah, 80-year-old women like at a nursing home or something. I'm like, no, dad, it is not that kind of bingo. It is like at the bar and like you drink the whole time. Like, who even pays attention to your card? Yeah, it was fun. You'll have to come with me.
I'm coming down to go to booze bingo.
There we go.
Or we could start booze bingo. I feel like that's a fortune waiting to be made.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will catch you next week. Maybe we'll broadcast live from booze bingo. Who knows? You never know. You never know what you're going to get with us.
Yeah.
All right. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.